Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Gimel. On Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara brings a machloikis between Rabba and Rava, whether Simen Ha'osri Lidareis, Havi Simen or Loi Avi Simen. Rabba holds that Simen Ha'osri Lidareis, Loi Avi Simen, and Rava says that it is a Simen. The Gemara on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph brings a toshma, a proof to Rava, from the fact that the Mishnah says that kikrei shal nachtoim, loaves of a baker hari elu shaloi, because since they're all the same, there's no simen, so the bailim is miyayish, hashal balabayis chayv lahachris. But if you have loaves of a private balabayis, then you do have to announce it. The Gemara says, what's the reason? Because there's a simen, because each balabayis has his own way of baking the bread, and therefore there's a simen, and there's no difference between whether it's Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid. You have to take it and announce it. So you see that a simen ha'osu li dares havi simen, because according to Rabba, why would you have to announce it since it's in Rishus HaRabim and it's osu li dares? The norm is that it will get trampled, so therefore it's not a simen. The Gemara answers that Amar l'cha Rabba hasam haynu taima mishum de'ein mavirin ala oichlin. Over there, the reason is because of ein mavirin ala oichlin. Says Rashi, hamoitzei oichlin baderech. If a person finds food on the road, ein rashai lavor aleim ulanicham sham. He's not allowed to pass over them and leave them there. Hilkach leinidrusu shemisha matzon rishain higbihan. So therefore, we assume that they did not get trampled because the one that found them first picked them up. So therefore, the Bailim is not Meyayish. Tosis also learns like this, that it means that he cannot pass over them and leave them there. Rather, he has to pick them up. Says Tosis, but don't learn that Ein Mavirin means that you're not allowed to step on them, but not that you have to pick them up. Says Tosis, because there's a Gemara in Perek Hadar that says that Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Loi, Toil gluska mishum dein mavirin. Rabbi Gamliel saw a loaf of bread on the floor, and he told Rabbi Loi to pick it up because of ein mavirin. So you see that ein mavirin doesn't just mean that you're not allowed to step on them, but rather it means that you have to actually pick it up. The Dibris Moshe in the Ha'aris on Elu Metzias and Ha'ara Tesvav brings that someone asked him that why is it that the only one that brings the halacha of Ein Mavirin Ala Eichlin is the Magen Avraham at the end of Erech Chaim Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are mashmit the halacha of Ein Mavirin Ala Eichlin. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Mehilchus Brachis Halacha Yod Aleph just says that when they finished eating a meal, they should first remove the Shulchan, clean up the place that they ate by, and afterwards they should wash mayim achroinim, shema yeshayru sham peirurin sheyesh ben kazayis, because maybe there will be pieces that have a kazayis that were left, she'osur lahalech bohen v'lurchaitz alehen. It's osur to walk on them and to wash over them, meaning because by washing on them, you're being ma'abed them b'yodayim, so that's osur, or walking on them. Also the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Erech Chaim Simen Kuf Pei Sif Gimel, also on this halacha that you can't wash mayim achroinim when you have the pieces there, he says because it's osur la'abdon biyad, because you can't be ma'abed the pieces biyad actively. But it's not mentioned in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch this din that you're not allowed to pass by food without picking it up. It's only a Magen Avraham that brings it. What's the pshat? So Rav Meisha says that the emes is that you see that the Makshin asked on Rabba from the din from the Mishnah that why is there a din that you have to return kikrei shel bala bayis? It's a simen ha'asi li dares. Rabba answered ein mavir nala eichlin, but you see that the Makshin held that there's no such thing ein mavir nala eichlin. Also, the Gemara says by the lema kitanoi that and Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, "Kol davar sheyesh b'shinu yichayv lahachriz keitzad motza igul uvesechay cheres kikar uvesechay mois," that you have to announce something that has something unusual in it, like an eagle with cheres in it, or a kikar with mice in it. Mechlal de Tanakama sovar hari elu shaloi. So Vaisdois the Tanakama holds that he can keep it. And the Gemara says, Sovrua, they thought, the kulei almo simen haba me'elav havi simen. Umavirin ala eichlin. My lab is simen ha'asin lidareis kamifligi. Mar sovar loy havi simen, umar sovar havi simen. You see that the initial svara of the lema ketanoi of the Sovrua, of what the Bnei HaYeshiva thought, was that you're allowed to be mavirin ala eichlin. And also when the Gemara says the its final pshat according to Rava, Elohim Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rava, that no, the kulei alma sabri simen hasin lidareis havi simen umavirin ala eichlin. And of the machlokes is about simen haba me'elov kamiflegi. It's only Rabba who holds simen hasin lidareis loy havi simen, so he's forced to say that everybody holds ein mavirin ala eichlin, and they're arguing about simen haba me'elov. Lahalacha, we paskin like Rava. Therefore, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that there's no such din of ein mavirin ala eichlin. You are allowed to be mavirin ala eichlin. Aye, what do you do with the Gemara and Erevin Daf Samech Dalid that Tosis brought, the story with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Loi, Zok Rav Moshe, that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they hold that Be'emes over there, it was Pas Nachrim. The Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Loi to give it to a guy. Rabbi Loi wasn't able to eat it. Why? Because we go with the Rav, that Rav Ivrei Drachim were Goyim, so it was Pas Nachrim, and it was Usher to eat. Says Rav Meisha, if it's Usher for a Yisrael to eat it, so then it's only a Michael Behema as far as a Yisrael is concerned. A Michael Behema doesn't have a din of Eichel to have the din of Ein Mavirin Ala Eichlin, Me'ikar Adin. So the whole thing that Rav Gamliel said over there to pick it up was Saivisai a Chumrah. So once it's anyway a Chumrah, so maybe it was also a Chumrah to pick it up. Maybe really even by pass of a Yisrael where there is an Isser, the Isser is only not to be Dairis on it, not to step on it and be Ma'abedit Biyad. But over there, Saivisai, Rab Gamliel was being machmir, because on a Michael Behema, there's no din that you can't be ma'abedit. It's not, doesn't have a din of an eichel. So anyway, it was a chumrah. So once it's anyway a chumrah, so maybe he was also machmir to pick it up. That's why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch were mashmit this halacha, and Rav Moshe Takeh blibes Tzarachin, how come the Magen Avram just brings this halacha bistama, that ain't mavir nala eichlin, without mentioning that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like that. L'maisa, l'halacha, the Mishnah Brura, over there in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, brings down this halacha, that when you see food on the ground, Osur Leilich Ulhanichom, Elatzorach Lahagbiyam, unless it's a place where you have to be Choshesh for Kshafim, for example, a Kikar Sholem, if it's a Kikar Sholem, there's a Chashash of Kshafim, but otherwise, a person is mechuyev to pick it up. Next inyan. The Gemara, after it answers that ein mavirin ala eichlin, frek the Gemara v'ho'iko nachrim. What about the fact that there are goyim? Tosis is bothered that how could the Gemara ask that let's be a worry that it's going to be stepped on by goyim before any Yisrael will come, and therefore you should be potter from announcing it. Adarabba. Let's be choshesh for the Rav Yisrael that will see the kikar and will pick it up. So let's be choshesh l'chumra to be mechayev him in achraza. Because the Mishnah says on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis that if a person finds tziburei mois, if you find piles of money, you have to announce it. Aye, but if goyim see it before this Yisrael found it, for sure they would take it. But still, that's not a reason to patter you from hachraza, because we are choshish for the Rav Yisrael that will see the money and will pick it up before a guy sees it. So you see that we don't assume that the Bailim is miyayish because of the tzad of the miut of the goyim taking it. So too over here, what's the Gemara's kasha that v'hoikon nachrin that are going to step on it But you have a Rav Yisrael that as soon as they see it, they're going to pick it up. What's the Gemara's kasha? Comes along the Ran, and he answers that over here we say that Smoich miuta de Nachrim im miuta de Yisrael de Darsi v'havale palga upalga. That over here, besides for the miut Nachrim that are going to step on it, you also have, even within Yisraelim, you have a miut of Yisraelim that are going to be dairus on it, either because they won't notice the food or they're not careful in the halacha. Therefore, we say that we put these two miutim together and it becomes like a palgu palga, becomes like a mechza al mechza. And therefore, the Gemara is asking that the bailim is miayish. Frechter b'kiveger on the Ran, that he doesn't understand. There's a Mishnah in Machshirin, Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches, that says that if a person finds an Aveda in a city that has Yidin and Goyim living there, it says, Imrav Yisrael Chayev Lahachriz. Imrav Kananim Einay Chayev Lahachriz. Mechzal Mechza, if it's half and half, Chayev Lahachriz, you have to announce it. So you see that when you have a Mechzal Mechza, you are Mechuyev to announce it. We don't say that the Bailim is Miyayish. So what's the Ran's Teretz that over here? We have a Smaych Miuta de Nochrim im Miuta de Yisrael, Vahavalei Palgo Palgo. That's still not a reason to say that the Bailim is Miyayish. It should be like the Mishnah Machshirin, Mechzal Mechzas, Chayv Lahachris. Rabbi Kiva Eger blives by Akasha. The Sefer Darkei David wants to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha by saying that the truth is, over here, there's another miut that we can add. Besides for the miut of Nachrim, that step on it, and besides for the miut of Yisrael, that step on it, we also have a svara that's mentioned in Taisus on Chavdal Ramad Aleph, in Dibora Maschel Afilu, that there are Inshni Delay Mali that take the Chafetz. Within Yisraelim, not everybody's nizar in the halachas of Hashavas Aveda. There are people that are not good people that will take the Aveda for themselves, and they're not going to be machriz on it. So we have an additional miut over here of Inshi Delay Mali, which tipped the scale, so we have a roiv that's saying that this person will either not have a simen, because it's going to be nidras by the miut Nachrim and the miut Yisraelim, plus there's a miut Yisraelim that will take it even if there is a simen, and between everything, we have a reason for the bailim to be miyayish. Next inyan. The Gemara says at the bottom of Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, Amrav Zvidmish made the Rava klolo davei dosa, kiven do omar vailo lechisarin kis, miyayish lemina. The klal of Aveda is that as soon as a person says, vailo lechisarin kis, he's miyayish from it. The Nimuka Yosef on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis Bedapei Harif says that this is by a dover sheyesh by simen. But by a dover she'ein by simen, even if we didn't hear him being miyayish, as soon as he found out that it fell from him, it's yush. Since he has no way of getting it back, we don't need him to say vailo lechisarin kis. The Gemara is talking about a dover sheyesh by simen. It's meduyuk like this in Rashi as well. On the Afchof Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara brought the machloikis of Yush Loimidas, Abaya Omar Loyavi Yush, Varova Omar Havi Yush. And the Gemara says that by a dover sheyesh by simen, Kuleyalmo le pligi de Loyavi Yush, Va'afagab de Shamine de Miyayish lebisayf, Loyavi Yush. Says Rashi, when he's talking about this case of a dover sheyesh by simen, where he's miyayish lebisayf, says Rashi, uklolo de yush kegoin de omar vaile lechisarin kis de goli daite shenoyash mehen. When Rashi's talking about a dover sheyesh by simen, that's when he brings in this vaile lechisarin kis. When the Gemara mentioned yush originally, Rashi didn't say that he said vaile lechisarin kis. Now that the Gemara says dover sheyesh by simen, zokt Rashi, now we need a gilui das, because the stoma by a dover sheyesh by simen is that he's not miyayish. Over there, we need him to be megaladas. Now, there's a very interesting diuk that the Kontreisei Shiurim Rav Gusman Zatzal makes in the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says that Klola Davei Dosa, Kivan to Amar Vaila Lechisar and Kisma Yayish Leimina. Rav Gusman tells, why does the Gemara say Klola Davei Dosa? Why doesn't the Gemara say Klola De Yush? This is the Klal of Yush. Why does the Gemara say Klola Davei Dosa? He wants to buy from this Lashon and other sources as well a big Yisoid in how to understand Yush. That just like we find the concept that something that's avuda mimenu mikol adam is mutter. Many Rishonim say that it has nothing to do with Yush. The fact alone that it's avuda mimenu mikol adam, the Torah says it's mutter. How do we understand that heter? The pshat is that something that's so avud from the Bailim that it's not even able to be found by others to be given back to him, so that's a raya that shows on how avud it is from him. Avuda mikol adam shows the madrega of how avud it is from the Bailim, that even other people can't retrieve it for him. It's so lost that the Shem Aveda alone is matarit. It's so minutic, it's so disconnected from the Bailim, that itself makes him lose his Bailus. Zotrav Gusman, that's the taich of Yush as well. Yush just makes a certain madrega in how much this is lost from him. Kolzman, a person lost a chayfetz, but he's still mitzape. He's still looking forward. He still is trying and thinks that he can get this chayfetz back. Then it's not completely lost from him. Once a person is miyayish from it, he gave up from ever getting it back. So now that's such a madrega in the Shem Aveda that the Shem Aveda itself is matir. Yush is not a Maisa Hefker. Yush just makes it that now that he gave up hope, so now the level of the Aveda that it is, that itself is matirit. That's what the Gemara means. Klala Davidasa. This is a klal in the Shem Aveda. This is what makes it so lost that Kivan Domar Vaile Lechisar and Kis Miyayish Lemina, that gives it a Shem Aveda, and the Shem Aveda itself is matir. With this, Rav Gusman wants to explain that the Rishonim tell us on Chav Gimel Amid Beis and also on Chav Hei Amid Beis that Yiyush Birshus doesn't help. If a Chayfetz is in the person's Rishus, Yiyush doesn't help. The simple way of explaining that is, like we said until now, that Yiyush is not a positive Maisa Hefker. A positive Maisa Hefker you can do on something that's even in your Rishus. But Yiyush is the pshat. It's a hesach hadas. The Bailim is mesiach das from the chayfetz. He's mesalik himself from the chayfetz. And because of that, the Torah says it's mutter. So on a chayfetz, that's anyway avud mimenu, if he's meyayish from it and he's mesiach das from it, so the Torah says that it becomes mutter. Rav Gusman teaches it up with this knech, that all Yiyush does is that it's a level, it's a higher level in the Shem Aveda, and the Shem Aveda itself is matir. But of course, the Aleph Beis is that it has to be an Aveda. All Yiyush is doing is that it's saying that the Madrega of this Aveda is so great that the Bailim gave up from it, so it's so avud mimenu, and the Shem Aveda itself is matir. So that's why, if it's Bershusai, the Yiyush doesn't help. Rav Gusman wants to use this Yesod to also explain Rashi Shita and Baba Kama Samachvav, the Yerushalmi brought in Taisis on Dav Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, that say that the Mikar of Yush is learnt out from the halacha of Avudo Mimenu Mikol Adam, the halacha of Zutei Shalyam. How do you learn out the din of Yush from Zutei Shalyam? Until now we explained it with the Ritva Hayishonim on Chav Beis Amad Aleph with the Nachmas David, that Zutei Shalyam itself is mutter because we assume that the Bailim gave up hope. It's Yiyush Shaloi Midas. Yeah, but over here, since it's Anan Sahadi, that if he would know, he would be Meyayish. When it's a Umdana Barura, then even Abaye is Maida, that Yiyush Shaloi Midas have Yiyush. Rav Gusman wants to explain it al Darkoi, that the Pshat is that we see from the din of Avudo Mimenu we call Adam, that when you have a Madrega of Aveda, that's so lost from him that nobody can retrieve it. And so it's so avuda mimenu that the shem aveda itself is matir. So from there we learn out that hu adin, if a person is meyayish from his chayfitz, that he gives up any hope of getting this back, so it's so avud mimenu that just like avud mimenu we call adam, the shem aveda is matir, so too the madrega of aveda of la'achar yiyush is similar to that, that we can learn out from there that the shem aveda is matir. This piece of the Kuntresei Shiurim is in Shir Tazayin Ois Dalid, but of course, this is a Mechudesh Dike Mahalach. To summarize, the simple Mahalach and how to understand Yiyush is that there's a Matir called Yiyush. Yiyush is Matir on an Aveda. It has to be an Aveda. It has to be Ovud Mimenu. If a person is Mesiach Das from a Chayfetz, that's Ovud Mimenu, he's Mesalik himself from that Chayfetz. So the Torah says that it's mutter. Either it becomes mamish hefker, like Rashi Shita, or like Taisa Shita, it's just a heter schia, but there's a matir called Yiyush. Rav Gusman is being mechadish that no, Yiyush is not the matir. Yiyush is just a gilui in the madrega of the Shem Aveda, and it's the Shem Aveda itself that's matir. Just like Avuda Mimenu Mikol Adam, according to the Rishonim, that it has nothing to do with Yiyush. What's matter is the fact that it's so avud mimenu, the haraya, it's even avuda mikol adam, that's such a madrega of a shem aveda that itself makes him lose his bailo, so too, that's how Yiyush works as well. This concept that the shem aveda itself is a reason to be mutter, we also see in other achronim as well. Rav Naftali in Simen Kuf Nun Beis wants to use this concept in explanation of the machloikis, the Rambam and Tur that we mentioned on Daf Chof Aleph. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Aleph Mehilchos Gzeilov Aveda Locha Yud Aleph that if a person is ma'abed mamoinoi ladas ein nizkakin lo, if a person throws out his money, you don't have a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. A person left the door of his barn wide open and the animal escaped, or he threw his kiss into Rishos HaRabim and he left, so he was Ibeid Mamoinei L'daitai Zokter Rambam V'afapisha Osr L'roya Dabar Zeh Litoi La'atzmai. Even though the person that saw this is not allowed to take it, it's not Hefker Einoi Zokok L'hachzir Shenemar Asher Toivad Prat L'ma'abed L'daitai. That's the Rambam Shito. However, the Torah in Simon Reish Samach Aleph argues on the Rambam and says, "Ve'ein nirakein daveda midas havi hefker." So the Beis Yosef comes along and asks on the tour, "Why should it be hefker? Lav milsahi shebeshvil she'ein echoshish lefakeach al nechasov loynoimar shehefkira." Just because a person is not careful to watch over his nechasim, why is that a reason to say that he was mafkerit? You see that the Beis Yosef understood that the Tur is arguing on the Rambam because the Tur holds that the fact that he left his barn door open or threw his kiss down in Rosh HaSarabim, that's an umdana, that shows that he was mafkerit. In fact, the Beis Yosef, who says, maybe he wasn't careful to watch it, who says he was mafkerit? So the Beis Yosef is understanding that there's a machloikis going on between the Rambam and the Tur in the umdana of how we farteich. What's going on in this person's mind when he did this act of throwing down his kiss in Rosh HaSarabim? The Rambam says that he's not being careful to watch his nechosim. Shteit pasuk asher toivat prat l'ma'abed l'daitoi. Who says he was mafkerit? Maybe he was angry, he just threw it down, but maybe he wasn't mafkerit. And the Torah is saying, no, that's an umdana, that shows that he was mafkerit. And the Beis Yosef is siding with the Rambam. He's saying, Mehecha Teisi, just because he's not careful to watch his nechasim, who says he was mafkerit? Comes along Rav Naftali and wants to say a mechudesh dikipshat in the Tur, that la'olam, the Tur is also maskim, that and there's no umdan over here that he was mafkerit. But the machloikis, the Rambam and the Tur, is in something else. You can clara chakira. What was Nischadish in this that the Torah says, Hoshev Teshivim, that there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? The simple pshat is l'chayra, that without the tzivui, I would have said that it's usur for one to take it for himself, but to be metapel in it and to return it, he's also not chayiv. Comes along Hashev Teshivim and says that he's mechuyiv to return it. Zok Rav Naftali, that you could understand it a different way also. A second sad, that really without the tzivoy atayra, I would have said that it's mutter for a person to take it for himself. Because since it's avud from the bailim, there's no gzeil over here. It's avud mimenu. It's out of his rishus. It's out of his shlita. He has no hishtamshus in it. The shem aveda itself is matir. The Torah comes along and says, Hoshev teshivim, that even though it's avud mimenu, it's usur for you to take it for yourself, and you're chayev to return it to him. In Hoshev teshivim, the Torah is doing two things. The Torah is saying it's usur for you to take it, and you have to return it. But without Hoshev teshivim, it would have been mutter to take it. And you can add more hasbara to the second sad, that al yedei the hashev teshivim, that itself makes it that it's not so avud mimenu. Since everyone who finds it has a mitzvah to return it to the bailim, so memela it's not so avud mimenu. There's still strings attached. He still has a way of getting it back. Al yedei zeh, that there's a mitzvah for anyone who finds it to give it back to him, so memela it's still connected to him, and that itself is a reason for him not to lose his bailus. These are the two tzadim that Rav Naftali clears. Zok Rav Naftali, that this is the machloikis between the Rambam and the Tor. Everybody's maskim that throwing down a kiss into Rishus HaRabim is not a positive act of hefker. But the Torah says, Asher toivad prat lema abed l'daitoi. The Torah is saying that there's a miut in the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda. The Rambam held like the first tzad. Now, without a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, it's still usur for one to take the chayfetz for himself. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is just saying that there's a mitzvah to return it. But if there's a miut in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, okay, I don't have a mitzvah to return it, but I'm still not allowed to take it for myself. But the Tor holds that without a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the Shem Aveda itself is a reason to be matter it. It's al yedei the mitzvah of Hashev Teshivim that says that Vibalter's a mitzvah to give it back to him. That itself makes it that he doesn't lose his bailus. But if the Torah is memait asher toivat prat lema'abid l'daitai, that there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda and Aveda Midas, then memela he lost his bailus because of the Shem Aveda itself. That's the answer to the Beis Yosef's kasha. Beis Yosef asked on the Tor, Me'echa Teisi, just because he's not Mefakech on the Chasov, that he was Mafker the Chayfetz. You're right. He wasn't Mafker the Chayfetz, but he lost his Bailus because of the Shem Aveda itself. It's the Hoshev Teshivim that makes you not lose your Bailus. But if there's no mitzvah of Hoshev Teshivim over here because of Asher Toivat, Prat Lema'abid L'daitai, Memela, he loses his Bailus because of the Shem Aveda itself. Next inyan. The Gemara at the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis says, "Bo minemir Rav Sheshes minyan havi simin oy loy havi simin." The Gemara declares, "Is minyan a simin or not?" The question is, what exactly is it about minyan amount that the Gemara is clearing whether this is a good simin or not? Rav Nachum wants to say, based on the Ktzeis HaChoshen in Simin Reish Nun Tes Siv Katan Beis, like this, that by all simonim of Aveda, there could be two chashoshes, two possible problems with a simon. First of all, maybe this person that's giving the simon is a ramai, and he knows the simonim through a ramos. He saw the chayfetz by the other person, and he might know the simon without really being the Baal Aveda, and he's lying. He's tricking us. Another possibility, something wrong with simonim, is that there's a chashash that maybe it's ramuya yisrami. Maybe it happened that there's another aveda that its simonim are similar to this aveda, and this person that's coming before us is not really the baal ha'aveda of this object. Maybe somebody else lost this object which has the same siman. So now you can really clear to tzadim what is the sheirish hasafik by minyan. In what way is it worse than other simanim? Regular simanim work. It's a shaila later on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, is it Dairais or Drabanan, but simanim work. And still the Gemara is clearing whether minyan is a simon or not. What's the shaila? You can clear two tzadim. Is the pshat that when it comes to minyan, there's a bigger chashash of Ramos, that somebody else knowing the amount that the Bala Aveda has of that thing, that something, that we're chashash more for a Ramos than a regular simon? A regular simon is not as alul for somebody else to pick up on that we're chashash that he is lying. But when it comes to minyan, over there there's a bigger chashash Ramos. Or maybe as far as a chashash Ramos is concerned, there's no nafkamina between a regular simon and minyan. But the chisaron of minyan is that there's a bigger chashash that maybe there's somebody else that has a different aveda with the same amount. And that's why minyan is not a simon. You can clear the same shaila when it comes to mishkal, when it comes to weight. The Gemara brings a raya from the fact that we see in the Braisa that mishkal is a simon. So hu adin, midah, and minyan is also a simon. Over there also, you can clarify what is the greisa of mishkal? And what makes minyan better? Is it because by mishkal there's a bigger chashash of ramos than minyan? Or is it because by mishkal, there's a bigger chashash that maybe there's somebody else that has a different aveda that's equal to the mishkal of this aveda. Zokt Rav Nachum, that from Taisvis, in Dibur HaMaschil, Mida Mishkal, we can be poshet this shaila. Because the Gemara says that from the fact that mishkal is a simen, Mida Uminyan Nami Havi Simen. So Taisis says that it's mashma in this Gemara that midah is better than mishkal, because the Gemara says that if you see in the Braisa that weight is a simen, so certainly midah and minyan is also a simen. Sounds like the measurement is a better simen than weight. Frak Taisis, that the Gemara says later on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, that if one person says the measurement of the garment, two people come and give you simonim for a garment that you found. One person gives midas arkoi v'rochbei, the measurement of the width and the length of the garment, and another person gives the weight of the garment. So it says that you give it to the one that gave you the simon of the weight. So you see that mishkal is a better simon than midah, and our Gemara says the opposite. And for Taisvis, that the Gemara over there is talking by a beged, because it's not the derech to weigh a beged. Therefore, when it comes to a beged, mishkal is better than midah. Mashenken over here, we're not talking about a beged, we're talking about a keli. When it comes to a keli, then midah is better than mishkal. Zokt Rav Nachum, what's the svara of Taisvis? If the chisaron of mishkal over midah in our Gemara is because when it comes to mishkal, we're choshish more that it's isramuya isrami, that there could be another aveda that has the same weight, then what's the difference if it's the derech to weigh it? It's not the derech to weigh it. That shouldn't make a difference. You see from Taisus that we're dealing over here with chashash ramos. As far as chashash ramos is concerned, then Taisus makes sense. When it comes to something that's not usually weighed, so how would a person know the weight of the beged? It must be that he's the true owner. Masha enkein, something that is normally weighed, over there's a bigger chashash ramos. Maybe an outsider who's not the owner knows the weight, because this thing was weighed and he saw the weight. So it's a proof from Taisvis that what's going on over here in the Gemara is a shayla b'negei achashash ramos. Is minyan a good simon or not? Are we choshish for Amos when it comes to the simon of Minyan? And that the Gemara brings a proof that if Mishkal is a simon, even though over there we would hear that there's a bigger chashash Amos, and yet still it's a simon, so certainly Mida and Minyan are a simon. When it comes to a beged, over there there's a bigger chashash Ramos when it comes to Midas Arkay V'Rachbay than Midas Mishkaloysov, because it's not the derech to weigh a beged. Therefore, we give it to the one that's giving the weight. Next inyan. The Gemara asks the Stira that it says, Chaviyay shal yayin v'shal shemen v'shal tvua v'shal greigas v'shal zesem are'elu shaloi. The Braisa says that if a person finds barrels of wine, oil, grain, Gregris, Asim, he can keep it. But we learned in the Mishnah on Chafei Amar Aleph that Kadei Yayin v'Kadei Shemen Chayiv L'Hachris. If he finds jugs of wine or oil, he has to announce it. Says the Gemara, Omer Avzeir Omer Rav, Masnisin B'Roshim. The Mishnah that says it's a simen is talking about where the barrels were resealed. And that's considered a simen, so you have to return it. Says the Gemara, Mechlal, the Braisa beposuach. So that means that the Braisa that says, Hari Elu Shaloi, is talking about where the barrels were left open. Frak the Gemara, Ibeposuach, Aveda Midas. If the barrels were left open, then it's Aveda Midas, Sokdrashi. Uparchinon, Mechlal, the Braisa, Diktoni, Hari Elu Shaloi, Bepsucha Ketoni, Bitmia, Pshita. It's Pashit that Hari Elu Shaloi, Doho Aveda Midasi, Shehinicha Psucha, the Cholshkotzim were a Mosim and a Choshim, Shaysim Amena. Why do you need a Braisa to tell you Hari Elu Shaloi? It's Pashit, it's Aveda Midas, by leaving it open, all Shkotzim were a Mosim and snakes could drink from it. Frek the Chumasakri in Simon Reish Samach Aleph, from this Gemara, on the Rambam Shita that we mentioned earlier in the Shir. The Rambam says in Perikir Aleph Mehilchus Gzeilav Aveda Locha Yer Aleph that by Aveda Midas, the din is just that you don't have a Chiyuv Hashava, but you're not allowed to take it for yourself. Frakta Truma Sakri, from this Gemara, you see not like the Rambam, you see like the Tor. The Tor says in Chayshem Mishpat Simen Reish Samach Aleph that no, that by Aveda Midas, it's Hefker. Our Gemara is saying that what's the Chiddush of the Braisa that Hari Elu Shaloi? It's Pashit, it's Aveda Midas. If he left the barrels open, it's Aveda Midas. So you see that Aveda Midas is Hari Elu Shaloi. You see that you can keep it. So Raya to the Tor, Kasha on the Rambam. So I saw in the Sefer Nesivus Mordechai from Rav Mordechai Gifter Zatzal, in his shir on Aveda Midas, on page Nun Hey in the Sefer, in the Ha'ara, that he wants to say, B'Shem, one of the Talmidim, that the Rambam maybe had a Fakertip Shat in this Gemara. The Gemara just says, Mechlal de Braise b'posuach, ibiposuach Aveda Midasi. Rashi's the one that says that the Gemara means to ask that it's Pshita, that it's Hare Elu Shaloi, because it's Aveda Midas. But maybe the Rambam learned the Gemara Fakert, that the Gemara means that if it's Pasuach, so it's Aveda Midas. So why are you saying Hare Elu Shaloi? No, it's Aveda Midas. It shouldn't be his. Shouldn't be allowed to keep it. It just should be a din that there's no Chi of Ashava. Why are you saying Hare Elu Shaloi? This is what he wants to say, B'Shem, one of the Talmidim. But if you think about it, L'chayra, the Pshat doesn't work. Because even if it's true that Aveda Midas does not have a halacha to make it his, but there's still another reason why it should be his, because if it's Pasuach, it doesn't have a simen. And since it doesn't have a simen, he's Miyayish. So you can't ask a kasha, why is it Hari Elu Shaloi? It's Aveda Midas. So there should only not be a Chi of Hashava. But besides for being Aveda Midas, you also have another reason that's making it Hari Elu Shaloi, because it's a Dover Shein Bei Simen, because it's Pasuach. So the pshat doesn't work. So we're back to the kasha of the Truma Sakri. The Gemara's question obviously is that since it's Aveda Midas, it's pshita that Hare Elu Shaloi, like Rashi learned to Gemara. So you see from this Gemara that Aveda Midas is Hare Elu Shaloi, like the Tor, not like the Rambam. So the Truma Sakri says that you have to say Midas or Rambam, that not every Aveda Midas that's mentioned in Shas is the same. Sometimes Aveda Midas means like the Rambam, that it's only a din, that there's no chi of Ashava, but you're not allowed to take it for yourself. But that's in a case where he's able to still save it, al yidei adchak. So then it's not hefker. Just because he left his barn door open, he's still able to retrieve the object. Or if he threw his kiss down in Rishus HaRabim, it's still possible for him to retrieve it. So over there we say it's not hefker, but over here a person that leaves a jug of wine open, then shkatzim urumasim and nechashim are going to drink from it. So it's not efshir lahatzil at all. And over there the Rambam is maskim that it's hefker. We did mention in the shir on Daf Chaf Aleph that the Taz in Simon Reish Samach Aleph says similarly, B'negeya, the question that the Shach asked from the Gemara over there on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, that says, by Machnashto de Beidari, it's Afkure Mafker Luhu. And the Mishnah said, Hare Elu Shaloi, Peres Mefuzarin, Hare Elu Shaloi. The Gemara says, because it's Aveda Midas. Aye, but the Rambam holds Aveda Midas is not Hefker Zoktataz, that since a kav v'dal ramis is not chashuv. Over there, the Rambam agrees that there's a anan sahadi that it's afkure mafker luhu. When it's a kiss in Rishus HaRabim, or an animal that he left the barn door open, over there, since it's chashuv, we say that he's not being mafkerit. So you see over there also that the Taz is saying that the Lashon Aveda Midas that's mentioned over there does not mean that it's just a tour from Ashava, but rather it's totally Hefker. So too, in our Gemara, the Truma Sakri is saying the same thing. Next Inyan. The Gemara brings a story of Ahu Gavra Dashka Kufra Be Matzarto. There was a person that found pitch by a wine press. Also Likamei Derav. He came in front of Rav Amarle. He told him, Zilshkoy Lenafshach, go take it for yourself. Chazye Davukom Mechasem, he saw that he was hesitating with the psak, Omar Lay, so he told him, Zil plegle lechia bri mine. If you're not sure, then go split it with Chia, my son. That was Rav's way of saying that he was very sure of his psak. Leima kasova Rav, Mokaim layavi simen. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here that Mokaim is not a simen. Omar Rav Abba, Mishum, Yush, Bailim, Noguba, Dechaza, Dekadchi, Bei, Chilfi. The reason why it was mutter is because it was Yush, because he saw that there was thorns growing on it. Comes along the Ran and the Nemuke Yosef, and they say that Al Karchach, we have to say that it's talking about a case where it was known that this pitch did not belong to the owner of the wine press. Because if it was his pitch, then Yush wouldn't help, because it's Yush Birshus. This is a yush on something that's in his rishus. What they mean to say is that yush only helps on a dover ha'avud, on something that's lost. But something that's found in the person's rishus, it's not lost from him. On that, yush doesn't help. And therefore, the Rishonim are saying that you have to say that the case is talking about where the pitch did not belong to the Baal HaMatzarta. It belonged to an outsider, so it was lost from its owner. And that's how the Yush was able to be piled. Similarly, the Ramban, later on Chaf Hei Amid Beis, when it comes to the Mishnah that says, Motzo Bekaisel Chodosh, Mechetzio Vilifnim, Harehu Shel Bal Abayis, that if a person finds a Mitzia in a new wall, so if it's from the midpoint of the wall towards the inside of the house, we say it goes to the Bal Abayis. Aye, the Balabayish was Miyayish. Zokter Ramban, She'ein Yush Mafkia Momain Balabayish Ebershusai. Zokter Ramban, that the Yush doesn't help to be Mafkia, the moment of the Balabayish that's in his Rishus. The Rishonim are telling us in Yesoid that Yush Birshus doesn't help. Yush only helps on a Dover Ha'avud. And the Hesber is, like we said earlier in the Shir, either because Yush is only a Siluk, it's only a Hesech Hadas on the part of the owner, and it's not a positive Asiya of Hefker, and therefore it only helps on something that's anyway avud mimenu. So then if he's misiach das from it, the Torah says that he loses his bailos or there's a heter zchia. But something that's in his rishos, it doesn't help to be misalik yourself. What do you mean you're misalik yourself from it? But it's still by you. You can only be misalik yourself from something that's anyway minutik from you, anyway avud from you. Rav Gusman explained it with his nosach that the whole yesod of Yiyush is that it just makes it a stronger madrega of an aveda. But the Yiyush itself is not matir. It's just once a person is not mitzapet to getting it back, it reached aza madrega of aveda that the shame aveda itself is matir. Therefore, Yiyush Bershus doesn't help. Now, there's another big kasha that the Rishonim deal with over here. That why wasn't the Baal HaMatzarta Zoiche in the Kufra with the Kinyan Chatzar? How could this might say keep it, but the Baal HaMatzarta should be Zoiche with Chatzar? The Ritva says the reason is because we're talking about a Chatzar Sheino Mishtameres. This Matzarta was not guarded, and a Chatzar Sheino Mishtameres is not Koine. The Nimuke Yosef says a different Teretz, B'Shem Daran. He says, that the Kufra was in the Matzarta before Yiyush. And his Chatzar can't be better than his Yad. A Chatzar can't be better than his Yad. And any time that it's Bisura Aso L'Yadei, he can never be Zoicha in it. And Ke'enze we find in many Rishonim later on Daf Chavav, by the din of Matzah Bagal, Ubekaisel Yashon, and V'negea Matzah Bekaisel Chadosh Mechetzei V'lachutz, that the reason why the Bala Kaisel is not Zeichin the Mamin Midin Chatzer is because of Bisur Asol Yodei, because Layadifa Chatzei Roy Miyodei. Frekta Imre Moshe in Simen Lamed Zayin Ois Beis, that how does it pass B'Yisura Aso L'Yodei by Chatzar? We know that when it comes to Aveda, there's two ways how to understand B'Yisura Aso L'Yodei. Tosis in Baba Kama Samech Vav Amid Aleph says it's because Kvar Nischayev B'Hashava. Since he already became Chayev in Hashava as soon as he picked it up before the Yiyush, so therefore the Yiyush doesn't help to be Mafkia the Chiyuv Hashava. Whereas the Ramban in Melchamis on Daf Chavav Amid Beis over here says that the Yisayit Hadin is because since when he picked it up he became a Shomer Aveda Yodai Kiyad HaBailim, so the Yiyush of the Bailim doesn't help on something that's Birshusai. Like we mentioned earlier, Yiyush Birshus doesn't help, and over here it's Birshusai because it's Yodai Kiyad HaBailim, the Shomer Aveda is holding it for him. That both of these svaris don't apply when it comes to Chatzar. The svar of the Ramban, that since when he picked it up, he's a Shomer and Yodai Kiyad HaBailim, that's only when he picked it up in Yodai, that he knows about it. But where something came into his Chatzar, Shaloi Midaitai, it's Pashit, that it's not Chal on him, a Din Shomer Aveda, Shaloi Midaitai. He doesn't even know that he has it. And also, Tosfos Svara, that since he picked it up as Kvar Nischayev B'Hashava, Zokta Imre Moshe, that as long as it was not known to the Bala Chatzar that the Mamin is Munach B'Chatzeroi, it's not Chal on him a Chiyuv Hashava at all. A Chiyuv Hashava, it can only be Chal if he knows that he has it, he has a Mitzvah Hashava. If he doesn't know that he has it, how could you say that he has a Mitzvah Hashava? So both of the svaris in Bisur Asa L'Yodei don't apply by Chatzar. So how could the Rishonim say over here, by Kufra Bein Matzarta, that the reason why the Baal HaMatzarta is not Koine with Chatzar is because of Bisur Asa L'Yodei? we will, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, get back to this inyan in the shiur on Daf Chavav.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.